Get your balloons here! I was the kid who wouldn't give change at the lemonade stand to the guy that only had an Andrew Jackson because his new shoes gave me a clue that he wouldn't miss his money. And with this philosophy, I went to upper-class communities to make my money as a street magician, character artist, and balloon salesman. Now, this was an honest living. I already had a record for shoplifting when I got caught stealing a shirt off a rack in JCPenney's and got caught in a camera I couldn't see. But nothing is worse than being a juvenile detainee all the while wondering which parent has time free when my grandmother walks in. And she has tears running through her wrinkles like tributaries. And her love for me is as deep as an ocean, so much that she argues with the corrections, "He didn't do it. Not my grandson." The path I chose was hard. But when I was 17, I landed a spot at Bank One Ballpark, walking a circle around the stands with strings clasped in my hand, reaching towards heaven with a mound of helium and latex. I was the vendor of colorful splendor, selling the world's biggest cone of rainbow sherbet. Now, this was an interesting profession. I mean, how often is it you've had a job where the only dress code is to bathe and use deodorant? But we have to remember what fuels this environment. See, these people come from all walks of poverty hell to crawl under beer bathed bleachers, removing peanut shells. After the game, I would walk outside to meet my friend Miguel, who would stand out front to yell, "Tickets for sale!" But one night, as I was approaching Miguel, a girl came to me and pulled on my pants. I turned around, and she was crying. She said, "My sister popped my balloon because she didn't have one." I gave her a pink one, and I smiled. But in my peripheral, I saw a disgruntled child underneath the arm of an upset father. So I walk over to her and I gave her a balloon as well, free of charge. "Just don't steal from your sister." I walked away and I hear the father say, "Thanks, mister." And I feel running down my cheeks the same tears that I once saw in my grandmother. That night, Miguel and I would receive glee as we watched my balloon zoom into the Phoenix monsoon air, where I imagine my grandmother now saying that if we all just shared our balloons a little bit more, that we could solve the problems of poverty and envy.
Aaron Johnson.
I feel kind of like the Wizard of Oz walking from behind the curtain.